Black drummer. He says he was this, what's his name? I forgot his name. Rabbi Jacobson, his name is. He's a speaker.
Y.Y. Jacobson.
Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. What's his name, Rabbi?
Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson.
Y.Y. Jacobson. So he was traveling from one place to another in America. He was giving, supposed to be giving a talk somewhere. So he's in the airport. And what happened? Sorry? And what happened was, he was in the airport going from one state to the other state, and I'm actually looking at the notice board, and all of a sudden it says there's a delay for an hour on the plane. So an hour delay. All right, look, he's got plenty of time to get to where he has to get to, and he's calm. It's a quarter of an hour later, man, there's another an hour delay. Okay, so after a while, he's not going to make it. So he phoned up the organizer and said, he's very sorry, he's not what he's going to do, but he's very sorry he's not going to make it. The guy said, you know, I've got 400 people waiting for you tonight to speak. What do you mean? He said, I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. I'm really sorry, I don't know what to tell you. I feel very, very bad, but it's not in my control, nothing I can do. Because he's all upset, he's walking up and down. And he says, he's sitting down there, I'm looking for a safer. So he goes up to him and says, are you going on this plane as well? He said, yeah. He said, well, any reason why you're going to this place? He said, yeah, today I'm going, I'm a son. My son had a baby. Bruce. I'm the Zeta, I'm going to be a Sundick. So he says, do you think you'll make it for the priest? He said, no, probably not. He says, you're so calm. I can't understand how can you make it so calm? How come you're so calm? She says, the amazing thing is that sometimes a person tells you one line and that affects you for life. He said, the person said to her, I once heard from, I think from the Chesed Kanji, a Chesed Rebbe, he said, when a person makes the bracha every morning, and he gets upset that he's not in a place where he's meant to go to, could be a shadow of bracha v'atol. He said, Rebbe Shem, what's wrong with you in that place? I don't understand, I'm doing my stuff, I've done what I'm supposed to do. Rebbe Shem doesn't want me to be there, I've done anything wrong. He said, that calmed me down. He says, ever since then, if I miss the place, I don't panic. Where did you hear the story? Same place as me. What was it?
I heard it on the WhatsApp group.
What? Oh, was it this week from Robert Dovid Ashir?
Yeah.
It was Dovid Ashir. Sorry. Right. Okay, everybody, say Havdalah. Let's move on to hear this Havdalah here we're doing. So today we're doing about Chama Medina, very interesting. Halacha, that cracker. What you're allowed to use. So, let's just go to the halacha, Reish Sadi Vav. Reish Sadi Vav Si Beis. So that's always the chachela, the chora, the chachela of Havdalah is with wine. You always find Chazal like people to use when they do a mitzvah wine. Kosher Kiddush, yeah, all these things, the halacha, Reish Sadi Vav Si Beis. It looks like you shouldn't make Havdalah on the pass, yeah? So the Maaseh, he says over here straight away that Aval Sheikha Mavdilin Imukhama Medina, but I think the Chatchila, says the Mishmarah, you're allowed to make Havdalah on Sheikha in Ein Lo Yain, you haven't got wine. Vim Yesh Lo Yain, who Koin Mechala Mashin. So he says quite clearly that if you've got wine, that is the ideal. Chazal, if you gam came to go to the mitzvah, Chazal are mafdik in this mitzvah for Omru, ha-mafdik al-ayayim, shemea ma'achem, shemavdilim. Someone who makes Havdalah wine, we hear from others who make Havdalah, ha-kosh bohu kareh, kodosh, va-oyseyu skula. Shereh, v-yisem, v-skula, v-kalam. Ketza, it's a very exact to make Havdalah. Havdalah is a special thing to do, and that is a person should use l'chachila wine.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, right? Then the Machava carries on, and this is the Machava himself. Who are doing the Shah Master? So you're allowed to make on Chama Medina, it says. We'll turn those that have to go. Says the Mishra Ramah, V'nagu lahavdil v'motza Pesach al Sheikha.
What is that Motza Pesach al Sheikha?
A Motza Pesach, there's a minig to make Havdalah on beer.
Why on beer?
Why on beer, Moshe? Oh, very good. Who's got a good catcher? Why on beer? We should be chobon of it. It's very chobon. Why is it chobon beer? Because he hasn't had it for the whole 7 days. Well, 8 days, whatever it's sukkah. He's not had it for a whole of Pesach, he's not had them beer. So now that he gets a chance to have beer, it's very chobon to him. So there, the Ramah seems to be saying that you're allowed to make it on beer. Now, it looks like a chiddush from the Ramah, even if you've got wine. That's what he's talking about. But Nagu Lahamdil Al Sheikh Abulah Yayin. It's either you've got wine available, the minute is to make it on beer. Because it's chobot. It says in Mishabura here. Dafka Bamakusha Sheikh of Hukama Medina. Eres Ashraf, that's what he says. The chobot of it, it's chobot him. Well, here's a Moshe, your question. Why is it chobot him? Shaloy Shosu Kalvim Apresi. He's not drunk at Horo Pesach. So it looks like there's a thing that something which is chobot. You can make it. Now, this is a good question. I'm not sure what happened. I mean, I told you once, many a while ago, I had someone come to me once with Shabbos Kiddush, actually.
Yeah. So, what did you do?
Well, wait. He came to me and says, is it all right if he makes Kiddush on whiskey?
Why on whiskey?
So, some people got a minute, actually, even on Shabbos Day, to make Kiddush on whiskey because they like it. That's a shame to be a lot, actually. If someone's got wine and what do you call it? Wine and Chama Medina, whiskey. Can he make it on a Chalmadin? It's not clear, but it's not so clear. But here, the Ramon seems to think quite clearly that you're allowed to. If a person likes a particular drink, which is Chalmadin, then even though he's got wine, he's allowed to.
What do you mean allowed to? You've got two on the table in front of you.
I'm saying, what do you like? What do you prefer better?
It says, Vilag.
That's not a Pesach,
yeah. Yeah, I want a Kiddush. I've got wine at the table. I want to make him Kiddush. I want to make him whiskey. Is that better?
Because you, why do you want to? You like it?
I like whiskey, man. It's wine's there, isn't it? Not more like a tequila on wine.
But just what I'm saying. Many holes don't have tequila wine. Why is it wrong?
So you guys said, I want to make a whiskey that wine.
Some people have got this in them. I understand, because what's the reason? It's not only Shabbos. The whole thing's meant to be only Shabbos. So the person that likes something, it enhances the thing. That's
Kiddush. After you have a lechaim.
We're talking about
after you have a lechaim.
What?
After you have a lechaim. You like it so much.
Yeah, it's not the same. I think it's a ratio I've made. I'll quickly if I can find it here. The Bialoch Mahmoud's got this topic, I think. The Bialoch Mahmoud's got this topic. You've got wine for Kiddush and you're from Suffolk, Kashra Sheikha.
As long as you've got wine on the table.
Yeah?
You haven't got wine in one thing, it's not there.
So what? So why haven't you got wine? Why haven't you got wine?
What was she?
Why haven't you got wine?
They can't do it. If you haven't got wine, you can't make it.
No, but if you make Kiddush on Shabbos,
yeah.
If you make Kiddush on Friday night,
yeah.
Like you always do, you make Kiddush, and then you have a surah. So what do you do?
You can do that. You have a surah, and then Shabbos morning, the devil's have a lot of it. As far as I have to look at again, as far as I remember, there was a shayla in Mr. Brewer about if it's chobot or not. The mice, many people on Shabbos, I think Kiddush on Shabbos morning.
Day,
yeah, Kiddush Shabbos day, I think the minute is the most people should use yayin if you can. Yeah, I think it should. On Motzah Shabbos, though, when it comes to Abdullah, it looks like it's more Kurdic.
What's Shabbos?
Motzah Shabbos, when you've got Abdullah, and you're supposed to make it on Yayin, but if you prefer whiskey over Yayin, I can see at Sad that you can make it on this. Because that's what Ramon is saying. Ramon is saying that on Motzah Pesach, where it's Chovid Moshi, beer, you haven't had beer for a whole week, so it's Chovid to you, you're allowed to make it on what's Chovid. That's what he's saying.
Because your guest actually wanted to do it back on whiskey.
Yeah.
And that's what Chassidim do, they want it on whiskey.
Yeah.
On whiskey.
So he came along, this guy, he said to me, he wants to make a whiskey. I said, Kala Kabbalah, I don't mind, very good. He said, he might be on a Revius.
What's a
Revius? A Revius is a Revius, it was quite a lot of whiskey had, actually. So, actually, he made it on a reason. We'll come to the share, but it's an ancient thing, actually. So, he wants to make it. I'm promising. I think some Chassidim got this minute. The Meister, Dafka, if they like it, they want to make it on Dafka whiskey. Yeah.
Why Dafka whiskey?
Oh, I'll come to what you're
saying. The a lot of them do on a smaller
yeah, we'll come to that as well. We hope to come to that. Okay. But coming back to Motzah Shabbos. So, Motzah Shabbos, if a person wants to make Abdullah, he's got in front of him wine and whiskey. Come on, Dina, we'll see what exactly comment it is. Mm-hmm. And he prefers the whiskey. Yeah. Some people like it, some people don't like wine. A lot of this wine is very sweet, it's not very, a lot of people don't like it, I can't understand, yeah? So they prefer a glass of whiskey or something. Then, it looks like there's nothing wrong with the chayra, a piyadim, to make Havdolah on whiskey. Some are machbeh, because some say that nowadays, it's very hard to what's Chalmadina. Chalmadina is like a tricky nowadays, what it is. Pashtus, whiskey and beer is zikha Chalmadina, it's a choshma drink. And you're machab people to come, even though they're not thirsty. That lechol is zikha, including the Chalam Medina. Even though in a Pesach Shuvah, he brings down the Maaseh, this halacha is different nowadays, according to some poskim, because it's not so clear what Chalam Medina is. Therefore, it's better to stick to wine. Wine is definitely all right. Say, it's an interesting nekudah, he says, but I say, Chalam Medina is lechol, whiskey beer is lechol, zikha, Chalam Medina. When it comes to coffee and tea, you must read this, coffee and tea is also important to know. The most sometimes a woman has to make Abdullah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's in the hospital. Most she's got no wine. I can't go to Ezra Mapp. You've got these places to go to. But she can't go out. She can't get out of bed. So she's in the bedroom. She can't go out. And she needs to make her daughter. So tea and coffee is very practical. It's very easy. It's just mad. A third flask of something of tea and coffee.
That's sad. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It's a big question now. Tea and coffee. Is that called Hamamadine in England?
Yes, it is.
But would you be mahabba someone with a tea and coffee? I'm not sure. You go to a business meeting. You might give someone. That's a shame. How kosher does it have to be?
Who are you talking about? You don't give them during the day a whiskey.
What?
You don't give them a whiskey during the day. All workers, you offer them a coffee or a tea.
Yeah, but that's a Hamadina. That's makes it a Hamadina. Who says? Maybe it has to be a Hamadina. A lot of possible, it has to be a Hamadina drink. First of all, I think the Yankee Thomas has to be some Shaka. You ask any of your day what you want to drink. Yeah, a coffee, but you know, tea. A Coke as well, but I don't like mixing it into what you call it. I don't like tea. You'll have some, can have a coffee or tea. Most people have coffee and tea, but if someone's that's the ball, because you want coffee and tea. A lot of people have a glass of water. That's the point. It has to be a choshev drink you're mechabah someone with. A coffee and tea, I mean, it's a nice drink. Don't get me wrong, I must say it's a nice drink. But are you mechabah someone, a choshev visitor who comes?
Yeah, cool.
Maybe, yeah. Then there's a lot of shayla about how you drink it. It's quite right. Shayla, how you drink this coffee and tea. It has to be drunk the way that the people in the area drink it, which is true. But what does that mean? If you can't drink, you're going to see, let's come to that now, mamish now. The halacha of when you drink, Havdalah is you have to drink a kois pashtus from the Rosh says, which holds the revias in it. It holds the revias in it, and you have to drink Mori Lugmov. Now, a revias is quite a lot. Let's say it's called a smaller shit. It's 86 mil. A Mori Lugmov is Royvo Revias. That's 44 mil. That's quite a lot.
Regular plastic cup.
Regular plastic, about a third.
So is it a Chaim glass or a bigger
glass? Chaim glass is going to be 30.
What's Chaim glass?
1.5 Chaim glasses. A Chaim glass about 30 mils. You're talking about
three sizes of Chaim glasses.
What? Yeah, you get 20. The bigger one. Size of 30. Yeah, 30 is a normal size. So you got what? 28. So I'm just saying it's interesting. You have to drink 44 mil within a certain amount of time. Now, it's not so practical on coffee and tea. If it's too hot, so you sip it very slowly, so that's not so simple. What happens then? Is that included? So some people don't have a hot, some people say you can wait till it cools down. But then again, you have to know, people don't drink it like that normally. Normally you don't drink. Oh, what's that shit there? Which one's that?
It's small, probably too small.
Small. So look at the bottom, what does it say, what number it is?
28.
1 ounce.
That's not the smallest.
1 ounce.
So why is that 1 ounce? Does anyone know numbers? That's not too small as well, is it?
No, it's small. That's the smallest you get.
It's the smallest one you get.
It's not the smallest.
So why do you have a smallest one? Which the Ruler says, because of this halacha, Mori Lugmov.
What's this size?
Let me just see that.
Let me see.
Can I have a look? Can I just see?
That's smaller.
Just try and look where it is.
So when
Ray studied Bob, so called Bob, my ancient Mishra Ruler said, because of this halacha, very ancient halacha. No, I'm not sure. Sorry, question one. Kosher Avdolah, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kosher Avdolah, Rogil, Hamavdil Ishtos Akulay. The minig is, it's normal for the one who makes Avdolah to drink the whole lot.
Why should they drink
the whole lot? Oh, where go, Moshi? You hear that? Rogil, Hamavdil Ishtos Akulay. It's normal for the one who makes Avdolah to drink the whole kos. The Aina Mashi Menabne Basi doesn't normally give it out to his household.
No.
The Nira, Shatam, it seems to me the reason is, the whole reason why the Hamavdil drinks the whole kos is in order you can make a brocha achrona. If he drinks only Mori Lugmov, 44 mil, he can't make a brocha achrona. Yes, stop it, brocha achrona. So therefore, he should drink the whole kos.
A revis is a whole kos.
Why shouldn't he drink the whole kos?
Just like our closest are amazing, it's very, it's much more. Our closest is 150 mil normally according to a client because this year. It's almost double what do you call it? Yeah, so what he's saying
is interesting, he says. There's a much other give it out and still say Brock
Yeah, you could do that, but he's just saying he's on offer that a person shouldn't really drink more than lukewarm of a kosher umbrella. Because if you do, you've got yourself in a bit of a pickle. Because you can't make a Brock Achroya now. It's a sophie when Brock Achroya starts from, it could be that share. But you can't make it. You with me?
Yeah,
there's a shiloh, where do you make a brocha achroyna? How much liquid do you have to make a brocha
achroyna?
So we paskin to be yotzov kol ha-shittas yotzov revius. There's one shitter which holds even less than 30, because that's a third of the gazayas to do a deal share. Right. I think it's about 30 mil. So if you have 43 mil of drink now, you've got yourself in a pickle. Because according to some shittas, you have to make a brocha achroyna. We can't let you make it because it's a sophic. Right. But you get yourself in a pickle. So there forces them to rule. The meaning is that the person who makes Havdalah drinks the whole kais, which has definitely got a share of revius, then he's got no problem in making a bracha achroyna. It's true though, if you've got a very big kais, which we've got, our kais is about 150, so you couldn't really quite easily drink a revius, and then there's nothing wrong with letting anyone else have part of the what do you call it, that you could do.
You could do right.
So that is what you can do. Those who make it on whiskey,
yeah.
So, the Ma'aseh Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in some ratio, I think, is the Taz, this is what people base themselves on, the Taz got a big Kiddush Moshe. Yeah. The Taz says, even though, like Simcha said, normally you make a Brocha Achroin only in a Revius. Yes. That means you have to have a Revius of liquid to make a Brocha Achroin. Says the Taz, that on whiskey, since it's the Derech to drink a small glass, that is the Derech, the Hashivas of the drink is a small glass. People don't drink no anymore.
Why don't they drink more?
It's too hard, which is too strong to drink. People can't take it. Therefore, said the Taz, you can make a brocha achroina maybe, even on less on a whiskey glass. So you have one of those glasses there, the chayra.
A whiskey.
This is 29.5.
Oh, 30, right, very good. How do you know what you how do you know?
It's an ounce.
Right, very good, very good. Oh, 30, it's a 30 mil glass. That's a 30 mil. 30 mil.
29.574.
Very good.
That's enough to.
It's not enough. That's much too little. 30 mil is you've got yourself a socket, which is bringing a brocha achroyna. 1.5 of those is a moly lugmo. That's what you have to drink for Havdalah. But if you do that, you've got yourself a pickle with a brocha achroyna. So you have to drink 3 of those glasses. That's 90 mil.
Of whiskey.
One thing. You have to drink 90 mil in order to make a brocha achroyna. Now, says the Taz, that since whiskey is so choshuv, even a small l'chaim ladle of whiskey is already enough to make a brocha achroyna. Well, that Mishnah Berurah disagrees. It means many achroyim disagree with this, but there are definitely people who are saying with them. That's why you go to a kiddush on Shabbos morning. Some go even further with this task. They'd say that you can be used to kiddush even on this. Not only is it good enough for your brocha achroyna to make a boil of choshuv, but you can even use it for your kiddush.
So that's the minimum. That's the minimum. 30 is the minimum.
Oh, that's a good kasha. Watch, you see some people make kids with these kind of needles. They have one little sip and put it down.
Why do
and that Nechorim Moshi is not so good.
So why do people have one sip and put it down?
You hear Moshi? Why it's not so good to me? Because that is not so good Moshi, because they're not drinking the sheer. The whole Hashimus of the whiskey that Chai is to drink the whole cup. Unless people drink, don't drink the whole cup. I think the passion is to drink the whole cup.
So put water in. See.
So if you have less than that, then Lachoy, that's not so good. So even according to the Makim, even according to the people who are being lenient, Lachoy, you have to have at least that Lachoy lenient. Less than that Lachoy is not good. And I'm saying something here, Mishmur doesn't agree with the story, Mishmur is very stark against the Taz. Mishmur says, the Maestro, Kol HaPosim disagree with the Taz, and they say you certainly can't make a Brocha Achroyna boy the Poshim on amount, and Lachoy, Kotchin, you can't make Kiddush on it.
Right.
On the ounce.
On the ounce. I'm saying, but the Maestro, there are people who are on the Tramach on it.
People do that.
What? Kiddush?
Yeah.
Yeah. On a
smaller one. Till the urbanists make it. They don't realise it's small.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure about the ounce. The Taz says the Hashimas is the drink. Like, maybe it's a smaller cup. It must be good. I don't know. Maybe the smaller one must be good. I don't know what the sheer is. I'm just saying, to have one sip and then put it down, that is problematic. Yeah. The whole Hashimas is the chur to drink the whole glazel. Just to have a bit and then put it down. That's really in the chur, that's really pushing a bit. That's enough of the chid of what he says.
Yeah.
But again, so what we say tonight, Maestro, the idea of Havdalah is the chur, according to Mishmur, the best is to make it on wine. If it's chodiv to you, chama medina, whiskey or beer is clear from the Ruah. The beer, the Ruah says, Moshe Pesach, you're allowed to make Havdalah on beer. Because beer is horrible to you because you haven't had it for a whole week. So the remorse is clear, you're allowed to make it on beer, even if you've got wine there. So I heard who I did, if someone's got whiskey and he likes whiskey better than wine, he prefers it, Moshe, it's nicer.
Nothing ever.
He prefers it. The chayim, you're allowed to make up dollar on whiskey. The only thing we're clearing out is how much you have to have. Pastors from the Mishnah Ruah, same as Kiddush on Kamadina, you have to have a revius and you have to drink at least a bottle of lumov. And that, you've still got a problem with a bracha chayim. According to the Taz holds that Kamadina whiskey is very kosher. You can make it a small amount, even a chayim glazel, that's good enough. The chayim for Kiddush, for Abdullah, and for bracha chayim as well, Pastors.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, I'm sorry.